Even though the U.S. Senate unveiled a climate change bill last week, the focus in Washington is mostly elsewhere, on financial reform, the massive oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico, and preparing to vet the president's Supreme Court nominee. But a group of Alaskans say passing a climate bill this year should be a priority. They're in the nation's capital this week lobbying with the National Wildlife Federation. NWF Anchorage-based attorney Pat Lavin says the group represents a range of diverse voices.
Alaskans from all walks of life want action on national energy policy and just addressing energy and climate change in general from our Congress and from our Alaska delegation, especially our two senators.
Father Thomas Weiss is a Catholic pastor from Juneau and a founding member of Alaska Interfaith Power and Light, which focuses on energy efficiency and greening congregations. He wants to see a climate change law that will jumpstart the use of renewable energy.
As a pastor in Juneau, I meet the poor often, and this is impacting them really hard. When our oil prices were really high a couple years ago, we had almost every week someone coming into the church for oil assistance because they were going to go cold in their trailer. And it got my attention. We need to do something.
University of Alaska Fairbanks retired professor Dave Klein worked on climate change science and Arctic ecology throughout his career. He says more research should be done on the effects of climate change, especially in the Arctic and the oceans.
The sea is so damn productive, yet that productivity is affected by human behavior, including climate warming, as well as pollution. We don't know what effect we're really having on the marine environment.
Stanley Tom from New Talk says the effects of climate change are clearly evident in his village, which is losing the battle against coastal erosion and is in the process of moving.
I hope they will pass more funding for the relocating villages because we're not, there's about 150 villages that are being impacted in Alaska itself. So that's a big time. And right now there's about 11 villages just below us that will be on the list too. So we badly need more funding.
The climate change bill introduced in the Senate last week does not have Republican support at this point and will likely need to win the approval of Alaska senators if it's to move forward.